Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I don't want to drive housing prices down. I want to drive housing prices up.
He just gave away the game right there. All right, I want to tackle this head on because I am incredibly sick of nobody understanding this issue. Whether it's mainstream Republicans, pundits in the mainstream media, or people who are constantly scolding the newer generations for looking towards Zohran Mamdani, Brad Lander, AOC, Bernie Sanders, these types of candidates are getting young people scolded constantly, and it comes from a fundamental misunderstanding of why people gravitate towards these types of candidates. On Fox News, all throughout the morning, they have been railing on New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, trying to fearmonger about communism, taking over the country, taking over New York City. Even Jesse Waters posted this all caps Twitter post. It says, "Holy smokes, Caroline Levitt says, this is a full-blown communist revolution. They're not negotiating. They're here to destroy." People like Caroline Levitt, people like Jesse Waters, all of these MAGA boomers, these MAGA extremists leading up to Donald Trump do not understand the situation, or they are being willfully ignorant. Young people are not extreme. Young people are not radical just because we want chaos and we want to endlessly tear things down. Young people simply aren't loyal to a system that has not benefited us thus far. Young people were promised some sort of dream, a generational handoff where if we go to college, then we can get a well-paying job and buy a house and build a family. And now, young people, whether they don't go to college, are fucked. Young people that do go to college, 50% of them can't find a job. And when they do find a job, it's not even in the field that they graduated in. Young people are negative capital, negative wealth, and not just in a normal way, not just like $5,000 in student debt that they're going to pay off over time. Young people are drastically negative in capital. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt, medical debt, credit card debt, other types of debt that accumulates, and it leads to a system that is inherently rigged against millennials and Gen Zers.
Looking for new ideas, and I think when it comes to young voters, there's oftentimes this like reductive and lazy framework that there is a bunch of socialism spreading among them. But when you can't accumulate capital in a society, you're not going to be tied to the capitalistic system. I don't agree with all of the prescriptions of the DSA, but the reality is when young people are negative on student debt, negative capital on medical debt, and actually are farther and farther away from getting a house, they're going to begin to rebel against a system they don't see as working for them. So having an alternative vision is what these Republicans and establishment Democrats need to have if they want a fighting chance.
Now, don't think that I'm blaming this on anybody, because we've got a huge diversity in the age of our audience. Many people in the audience understand this, but I am so sick of this reductive type of analysis that happens from conservatives. They reduce it down to boogeyman words. They say that the Democrats are all communists, the Democrats are all socialists. But the reality is, if you want capitalism to be the system that young people choose, allow young people to build capital, allow millennials to build capital, allow Americans of all ages who are just working class to build their own capital in a meaningful way. When the capital is all hoarded by people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and even Trump and his family themselves, then of course Americans are beginning to be apathetic or disillusioned towards this system. On Fox News, all day, every day, they fearmonger about these new DSA candidates, people like Zohran Mamdani, who I really, really like. Or what about Brad Lander? Brad Lander of New York is not DSA, but he's also very progressive, and they try to fearmonger about him. They fearmonger about Abdul al-Sayed, a Senate candidate in Michigan. But these are all incredibly sharp candidates who are willing to shake up the system and aren't beholden to the same special interest groups that have held people down. Young people are tired of being lectured about being too extreme, when to us, the status quo is currently extreme. It's extreme for young people to have to go into hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt only to graduate and have a job that barely covers the interest of the debt, if it even does. It's extreme for home ownership to be so out of reach for most of our generation that even a small injury or small illness can threaten to bury us in medical debts, in and bring a house farther and farther out of reach. If you want young people to embrace this system, give young people a stake in the system that they actually care about. Let's listen to how Caroline Levitt frames this. I hope that what I just said was either refreshing or enlightening in some way. Make sure you drop a like and drop a blue heart in the comment section to help boost this video. But let's hear how the Republicans are framing this exact same issue, this economic angst that Americans are going through.
For the modern day Democrat Party, this is not your granddaddy's Democrat Party. This is not the grand Democrat Party of JFK. This is a full blown communist revolution that is taking over Capitol Hill right here in Washington, D.C., just a few steps away from where we are sitting right now. The inmates are running the asylum. These are crazy people who are advocating against what I call the three P's: prison, police, and prison, police, and private property.
Wow, you call them the three P's, but you can't even remember it, Caroline Levitt. Okay, a few things. If I really want to engage with her framework, it's literally Donald Trump that is inhibiting on all of those things. Spoiler alert, Donald Trump is the most communist president we've had in modern American history. I'm not just saying that to be cute. He is actively taking stakes in companies like Intel. He is actively using his power of the government to threaten to fire the CEOs of companies like Nvidia. He is making decisions in the private sector via his public office to benefit himself. He's not only a communist, he's the most corrupt version of it possible. To continue, if you want to talk about Donald Trump and want to talk about radical and even private property, Donald Trump is currently taking us farther and farther away from having a housing bill that will increase Americans' ability to own homes or own private property. One of the three P's that Caroline Levitt just listed is being dragged away by Donald Trump, who shot down a housing bill that was going to help all of us due to deregulating it in a surgical manner.
What are your plans for the housing bill, Mr. President?
I don't know. I think it's so unimportant by compared to the Save America Act. I think.
Oh my God. He's saying their ability to rig elections is more important than our ability to buy homes. He just called it unimportant. In this next clip, he doubles down.
Well, there's so much talk about, oh, we're going to drive housing prices down. I don't want to drive housing prices down. I want to drive housing prices up.
He just gave away the game right there. He wants to drive housing prices up, therefore screwing Americans over. Again, if you want people to embrace the current system that they feel is failing, then you have to actually give them something to embrace. Because until you do that, you'll keep losing people. You'll keep losing young folks to the people who have a plan. I mean, if you don't like if any Republicans are watching this, or if any establishment Democrats are watching this, and they don't like the way that Zohran Mamdani presents his plans, which I don't know why you wouldn't like it, or if you don't like the way some of these far left candidates present their plans, then actually present a plan yourself. The young people who are more radical or extreme in your eyes literally just want a plan. There is a generational compact that has been broken. Young people were overall promised, not in an entitled manner. I don't want to come off as like young people should be entitled, but overall, young people were promised a better life than our parents. Young people were promised that if you work hard and get an education, you will have upward mobility and have a successful career. And it feels like that's just been pulled away farther and farther. Here we have Stephen Miller online ranting and raving. As I was researching for this video, I saw that Stephen Miller posted 25 minutes ago. He said, "If you believe a foreign government can sail a hospital ship to the edge of U.S. territorial waters, deliver 100 babies to foreign moms, then promptly sail back to a foreign port, you don't believe in nationhood at all." I mean, dude, he's still ranting and raving and melting down about the birthright citizenship ruling. He's mad that Trump can't overwrite the Constitution via executive order. And this goes back to the title of this video. This goes back to the entire concept of this video. They don't understand the actual problem. Stephen Miller wants to blame it on immigrants constantly. Donald Trump wants to blame it on the Democrats. All these Republicans want to blame it on trans people or on gay people or on people from other countries. Trump wants to act like we're being screwed over by all other countries, but the reality is we have fundamentally broken institutions that are hurting Americans' ability to create a better life. Institutions that are distorted by money. Institutions where money can hijack them easily and then ruin the lives of young people. I want to show you how Fox News continues to tackle this issue of our broken systems. Notice how demeaning and scoldy they are. Fox News would rather scold you and treat you like you're dumb, scold me and treat me like I'm dumb, than actually engage engage with these issues in a good faith manner. Listen.
And what a shame, Kaylee, that it's the constituents, the public that has to remind our elected officials to be proud of your state and proud of your country, regardless of which party is in charge.
That's right. And we need more John Fettermans calling out this socialism and fewer Mom Donnies in elected office. That's the first time I had seen those comments when you played them, Emily. And it makes me angry. It makes me angry to see someone who took advantage of the American dream, who's a recipient of it. Mom Donnie and his family came to this country, and he is now mayor of the greatest city in our country.
You should go watch the video that I made before this. I show you how Fox News is covering Mayor Mom Donnie's speech versus what Mayor Mamdani's speech actually was. It was a speech of hope, of building on the American dream and how we can better America while also being introspective towards some of our flaws. Yet Fox News is acting like it was a hate fest. Donald Trump is the one who repeatedly demeans our country. He said it was a dead country just a few years ago before he came in. He implies that our country was like rolling down a hill and was basically never respected. He's the one that truly hates America. I criticize America because I love it, because I want it to be better. I want our economic situation to improve. Since my parents were children, our country has increased our debt by tens of trillions of dollars. We pay just $1 trillion per year. We pay a total of $1 trillion per year just on the interest for our debt. That is going to keep accumulating. That is going to keep building. And what are the people in power doing? Starting more wars that they call temporary, but then end up dragging on and on and on and costing us hundreds of billions more dollars. And that's on the conservative end. So as Trump continues to accumulate debt while shooting down housing bills, starting wars, and wasting taxpayer dollars, on the Adam Mockler feed, we're going to continue to build for a better America, a stronger America, and a safer America. If you appreciate that vision, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. See you in the next video. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.